The bond market is looking stressed. According to JSE data, last week this time, outflows for the year stood at 58.5 billion rand. Yep, prices have dropped and yields have spiked. And joining us now with a status update is Michelle Wahlberg from RMB. Thanks so much, Michelle, for your time this evening. So as I say, last week we saw investors not buying South African government assurances that it won't significantly increase debt sales to fund the COVID-19 rescue package. What are you making of the kind of activity, that we're seeing right now? And I guess more importantly, so to what extent has Moody's overnight exacerbated the situation, downgrading its outlook to negative?
So, Alicia, so if you have a look at what's been happening on the bond markets, I mean, we've seen foreigners being net sellers every day. I mean, Friday there were net sellers of about 5 yards of bonds, and the most of the week, every day, they also were selling bonds. So there's definitely a bit of a push as they try to get out of SAGBs ahead of the end of the month's Rigby rebalancing. So I think that's been one of the biggest drivers for South Africa's yields at the moment. Is everyone knows that the Rigby rebalancing happens on Thursday, but no one can really quantify how much those passive flows will be and what impact that will have on yields. So I think you saw a bit of active selling ahead of Thursday's rebalancing, and that's why we've seen foreigners exit. Today, however, we saw quite an interesting dynamic. All those foreigners that were selling, we started seeing a bit of foreigners coming back into the market today. So I don't know if you managed to have a look at the weekly government auction, but there were 2023s, 186s, and 2030s on offer. And it's generally quite low duration. And expectations were that this auction wouldn't really be taken up too aggressively. But we had a lot of foreign demand coming into the auction. And I see they were net buyers of about a yard today. So it does seem like there might be a bit of turning of sentiment post the speech that our finance minister had with.
Having said that, Michelle, I mean, you know, you're looking longer dated bonds boasting quite attractive yields. So, the longer dated bonds in some cases are putting on the table a yield of 11.5%, and that offering attractive above inflation returns in particular. What many are wary about, though, is the fact that those yields are reflecting deep-seated structural problems. So, to what extent are you pricing in that risk right now?
So I think that's been priced into the markets. I mean, the curve has steepened significantly over the last week as, you know, fiscal pressures start building in back into South Africa. And, you know, during the global shutdown of economies, you sit there and you compare us to the rest of the world. And, you know, we're not the only country facing this dynamic or this pandemic. You know, we've also shut down our economy, and everyone else is struggling with this, and everyone else is having to ease significantly and boost the economy. So, yes, we do have a big structural issue facing us. But if you have a look at yields at 12% in the 2048, I mean, that just screams a buy.
Michelle, so if we are doing comparatives right now, how is South Africa faring relative to its emerging market peers? And let's perhaps stack it up against Brazil, because it's rated one level lower by both Moody's and S&P as far as ratings are concerned.
Yeah, so I mean, if you do it's quite hard to do comparative analysis on SAGB versus the rest of the world at the moment, just because we've got this Rigby outflow that happens on the Sirius. And that might be massive. And what you're seeing now is people are a little bit too cautious to get involved too soon because they don't want to take a massive mark-to-market knock. So I think once we've exited the Rigby and we start trading normally, I think we will see a big wave of both foreign and local investment into the bond market. Because if you look at bonds in comparison to equities, I mean, bonds are probably the safest place to put your money at the moment. You know, we don't know how long.
What are you expecting that to have on the rand today, seeing some strength filter through?
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, it was Also, Rand was obviously on the back of a bit of dollar weakness due to the poor figures they had. But it was also a bit of risk on globally.
Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Michelle, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Michelle Wahlberg from RMB. And let's cross to the Deutsche Welle team now for some of the latest analysis of news moving markets internationally, where we've had the health of the German economy under scrutiny yet again, with some now warning of a 12% contraction.